Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. As we are checking out the market action here, as Jared pointed out, the Dow a few moments ago hitting a session low. But you got the S&P 500 up for the sixth straight day, as our banner points out. And Jared, I was just looking at the sector-by-sector basis moves in the S&P 500 financials. By far, the weakest performer today, off nearly 2%.
Yeah, financials off 2%. I'm specifically looking at the energy market right now. We did get some news earlier about the OPEC Plus decision, and I have on the Wi-Fi Interactive a chart of crude oil. This is going back to midnight. You can see the vicissitudes throughout the day. This is actually a fairly large price movement from about 79.5 all the way up to about 83.5. Some of the details here, a couple months ago, OPEC Plus had decided that they were going to increase production 400,000 barrels per month. They finally got the UAE on board. There was a sticking block there. And but President Biden, other world leaders have been asking them to increase production to stem the rising prices, but they did not do that. President Biden actually asked for 600 to 800,000 barrels per day. That would be the increase, but that didn't happen. So I did get a statement too from the Saudi oil minister saying that the oil market will start building stocks by December. The market has been, the supplies have been in decline for some time throughout basically over a year right now. And OPEC Plus has stated that it wants to run a tight oil market. Nevertheless, seeing oil down about 0.5% today. Elsewhere in the market, let's just check out the NASDAQ 100. I will switch to a market cap view, and you can see Amazon up over 1.5%, Tesla up over 1%, so is Alphabet. But the chip space really lighting up. We were talking about those earnings from Qualcomm. That stock up 11%, NVIDIA up 9%, Applied Materials, Xilinx, Microchip, each up about 2% or so. And guess what? Bitcoin, top of mind for me, but not doing much right now, down 1% over the last 24 hours. Seeing some movements in Shiba coin. We're seeing that down about 26% today. Let's take a look at a five-day view to see some of the price action. Difficult to scale on these charts, especially with those that number of leading zeros, but nevertheless, that coin taking a hit, Zach.